This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Gray wolves in the Upper Peninsula are a step closer to being hunted this fall, thanks to a new state law designating wolves as game animals in Michigan. The gray wolf was protected for many years, but the wolf population has grown to the point where the wolf has been dropped from the endangered species list. The law approved by last year's lame duck legislature okayed the hunt and set license fees, but now state wildlife officials have to figure out the rest of the regulations for a wolf hunt and decide indeed if there will be a hunt at all. Let's take a closer look at the prospects for hunting wolves in Michigan as we welcome Adam Bump, who's a wolf specialist with the Michigan DNR. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. So take us back just a few weeks and recap for us exactly what was behind the push to approve the new law designating wolves as game animals in Michigan.
Well, I think I'd be speaking for legislators if I went too deeply into that. I believe the focus was, number one, to give the Department of Natural Resources the full range of options for wolf management. We have a 2008 wolf management plan that kind of dictates and gives direction for where we're headed, and public harvest is one of those options that's outlined in the plan. So I think part of the focus was to give us that. And otherwise, I think probably just after hearing from some of their constituents, they felt it was something that they wanted to move forward on as giving us some of those tools.
And that's what I'm wondering, Adam. Was it born, when they're hearing from constituents, was this effort born out of conflicts between people and wolves?
Well, there certainly is a lot of conflict that exists surrounding wolves. So we have people on both sides of perspectives on wolf management, but there are conflicts that exist between humans and wolves in areas of the Upper Peninsula. So we have had consistent depredations over the years where wolves are preying on livestock. We have some occasional issues with wolves preying on hunting dogs. And then we've had some human safety issues in some of the communities in the western UP. So I think those three things together are probably some of the primary concerns that we've heard from residents and probably that legislators have heard as well.
How many wolves do we have now in Michigan, and how does that compare with what's considered to be an optimal level?
Well, the management plan that we have does not outline a population objective, and the reason for that is for most species, especially some of these larger predators, population levels are probably going to be dictated both by biology and by what we call social carrying capacity, so the number of animals that society can tolerate. And so we wanted to have some flexibility and manage based on those aspects, making sure we're maintaining biologically appropriate numbers, but also socially appropriate numbers. But right now, we have our last minimum winter estimate was conducted in 2011, and we had a minimum of 687 wolves then. We're currently doing a new monitoring survey right now. It will run January for the next couple months here. So by, say, around April, we will have a new winter estimate for wolves.
And can you give us an idea with that number of 687, how does that compare to, say, where we were 10 years ago?
Wolves have steadily increased since they came back into the Upper Peninsula. So every year we've had a steady increase, and over the last 10 years the rate of increase has been pretty significant. So we've had a steady growth of wolves over that last 10-year period. So wolves are doing pretty well. We think that the population growth rate may be slowing down a little bit right now, but we're kind of excited to see the new survey results to see where they're at now.
So the law gets passed by the lame duck legislature, and now what is next?
What's happened since then already is the act was signed, I believe it was December 28th.
Yes.
So at our December Natural Resource Commission, the Natural Resource Commission asked the Wildlife Division, which ended up being me, to present an update on wolves, where we're at now that they are designated as a game species, and what we think is a reasonable timeline. And from our perspective, we think after examining the wolf management plan and what it speaks to in regards to public harvest, that there's enough evidence in our data and in the situations that exist in the Upper Peninsula to move forward with discussions about the use of public harvest to resolve conflicts. So we have a very specific charge in the plan, and that is it endorses the use of public harvest to resolve conflicts, not as a straight, broad-scale recreational harvest, but to resolve specific management issues. And so we outlined a timeline that would include engagement with our Wolf Forum, which is a group of stakeholders, about 20 organizations that are kind of our sounding board for wolf management issues, as well as with the general public, to have those discussions, provide data, provide a perspective through the lens of that wolf management plan, and come up with a recommendation by probably June of this year.
If you just joined us, we are talking with Adam Bump of the State DNR, a wolf specialist. And Adam, let's just jump ahead and let's say the commission approves of and sets up a wolf hunt. So what would the goal be of a hunt beyond reducing the wolf population in a given area? Could it also be a way of making the wolves more cautious around humans?
Right. The specific goal wouldn't necessarily be for population reduction, although that may be one part of the goal. The overall goal would be to try to resolve conflicts in specific situations. So we'd be looking at, you know, if we have human safety issues in the Ironwood area or area of the state where we're having consistent livestock depredations that we've tried other techniques and have not had successes, we'd be implementing the harvest to try to reduce those conflicts. That could be through reducing the population. It could also be, as you suggested, through changing wolf behavior through harvest. So as wolves learn that people pose a risk, they may be more reluctant to move into urban areas. They may be more susceptible to some of the non-lethal techniques. So, you know, they just have that added element of cautiousness that makes them more willing to respond to non-lethal techniques. So the overall objective isn't necessarily population related. It's conflict resolution.
Now, Adam, you did talk about the idea of public comment, and certainly this is a highly charged issue. We had one comment, I'm sure it's typical of the kind of things you're hearing. We got this on our webpage, and the quote was, "If you can't eat it, it should not be hunted." Why do you think the prospect of a wolf hunt fires people up so much, both for and against?
Well, I think you have probably, for similar reasons on both sides, you have a species that's a top-level carnivore, so they're out preying on other things that may be species that people may want to go after, such as deer or small game. And so there's that competitive nature there. There's also the fear element. Especially in European history, wolves are something that you read fairy tales about and have a stereotype of fear about them. So I think those could be some reasons why people may be focused on nervousness about wolves that is probably not well-founded but exists, so they have those issues. Four, you have people that just they view wolves as culturally significant, so we have tribal involvement where wolves are extremely culturally significant, so just the idea of having a harvest is not acceptable to them. For others, it may be this animal is a symbol of wilderness, and it's also the ancestor of domestic dogs, and it just is characterized in a way that makes it hard for people to accept the idea of allowing harvest of those animals.
Adam, what kind of timetable are you looking at? And even more importantly, what's the best way for concerned citizens to express their views on this?
Well, the timeline will probably, we're looking at a series of public meetings that would occur in, it looks like mid-March. We're going to probably do those spread out across the state. Between now and then, we'll develop some other opportunities for input. So we'll provide information at those meetings and give people the opportunity to provide input. Should a proposal come forward for the Natural Resources Commission to consider, because they are the decision-making body on this issue, I expect that would go before them around June, and those meetings we'll outline a lot of opportunities for people to give us input before we develop any recommendations, and then they always have the opportunity to comment to the commission as they're making their decision.
And I get the feeling you are expecting a lot of comments.
Oh, yeah, I think we'll get a lot of comments. This is a very polarized and passionate issue, so I think we'll get a lot of people chiming in.
Adam Bump with the Michigan DNR, our wolf specialist. Thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside. I'm sure we'll be talking as this unfolds through the year.
Thank you. Sounds great.
And proof that this is indeed an issue that Michiganders feel passionate about comes word today that a coalition of conservation, animal welfare groups, and Native American tribes have joined together. They call themselves Keep Michigan Wolves Protected. They've launched a referendum campaign with a goal of gathering 225,000 voter signatures by late March in order to put the wolf issue on the November 2014 ballot.